Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Thunder in the Mountains, Chief Joseph Oliver Otis Howard and the Nez Perce War, by Daniel Sharfstein. Narrated by Joe Barrett. It is natural to wish to fight. We have always fought our enemies. We now engage in the biggest fight of all, the fight for our survival. If we must do it without weapons, so be it. James Welch, Fool's Crow. The new men of Empire are the ones who believe in fresh starts, new chapters, clean pages. I struggle on with the old story, hoping that before it is finished, it will reveal to me why it was that I thought it worth the trouble. J. M. Coetzee, Waiting for the Barbarians. Author's Note. In 1865, the United States was a beacon of liberty and equality to the world. It had fought a war to abolish human bondage, and Congress was committing to a reconstruction of the South that would enable millions of people who had been held as slaves to claim the rights and privileges of citizenship. The values that constituted the nation had new strength and clarity, animated by a government with an unprecedented capacity to make those values meaningful for every American. Just 35 years later, in 1900, the possibilities of the prior generation had given way to an entirely different consensus. The government at every level was engaged in a vast project of sifting and sorting, of guarding the boundaries of unyielding hereditary privilege. Much of the country was consumed with separating the races, black, white, yellow, red, brown. This segregation was not simply physical or geographical. Citizenship itself was divided and tiered. Being an American had no unified meaning. The very course of a life, whether one could expect to survive infancy, go to school, learn to read, earn a living, and avoid arbitrary arrest, coerced labor, and sudden and violent death, depended on whether one was white or of color, man or woman, rich or poor, native or foreign-born. The country's physical borders had become less places of entry than of exclusion, where the nation's integrity, often explicitly defined as its white purity, was guarded, secured, and maintained. At the same time, the United States transformed itself into an imperial power, conquering territories from San Juan to Manila, driven by ideas of the white man's burden and a hard, racialized sense of manifest destiny. The nation's pivot from emancipation to Jim Crow and empire set the terms for more than a century of conflict over the contours and substance of citizenship and the proper size, scope, and purpose of government. Like other stories central to the American experience, it can be told in many ways. We can conceive of it as the defeat of Reconstruction and the triumph of the forces opposing it, the promise of the 1860s curdling in the economic depression of the 1870s, the North's commitment to liberty and equality eclipsed by its own fears and hatreds as immigrants remade the cities and workers engaged in increasingly bitter struggles against newly mechanized industries controlled by vast corporations. Or we can imagine the transformation occurring at the end of the 19th century as less a rejection than an extension of Reconstruction, a national project that above all succeeded in expanding the size and reach of the federal government. One path from emancipation to empire went through the West. While the Union Army was crushing the Confederacy, soldiers in blue uniforms were massacring Native Americans from Colorado to California and developing elaborate justifications for the bloodshed. In the decades that followed, the West became a proving ground for conquest, the site of a massive exercise of state power to benefit one group at the expense of others. Understanding how a nation forged by Civil War and Reconstruction came to see the West, and how some of the same people who fought for one vision of America became the architects of a seemingly antithetical vision, is crucial to understanding the divisions that define modern America. Thunder in the Mountains tells a story of the turn in American values and the clash over the nature of government through the lives and battles of two people, a general named Oliver Otis Howard and Chief Joseph, a leader of a band of Nez Perce Indians in the far northwest. It explores their continuing legacy through the stories of two men who were intent on...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?